Ele está assim, quase para o lado, mas lá. Deu para o lado, não posso nem falar. E o Bhagavan que tu tem aí? Aí é Bhagavan. Isto é Aham. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavan a ser daí vai ser o samkoto da arte, ato samkoto. Is not greater than I, your Bhagavan. No, I am Bhagavan. I am controlling three words. Where is he? Where is your Bhagavan? As you say, he is everywhere. Is he in this pillar? Stone pillar. Saham vikatthamanasya sira kaya dharanti gopaye sarishpatya dhaste saranuktitam. Hiranyakashipu sira-kāyā-prāṇute gopāya parishpadyaha dhaste sarnam sitam. Hiranyakashipu sira. So Prahlad, you are talking nonsense. Is your Bhagavan there in the stone pillar? Will it appear? Come out from me? If not, swing his sword, bring out his sword. Ayo, chop off your head from your body. I'll see how your Bhagavan will protect you. You understand? So, the head, the stone pillar is faced. Stone pillar was broken, very furious, roaring sound came out from the stone pillar. Hearing the fearful sound, all the demigods led by Brahma, they're very much afraid. They thought as if the time of dissolution, complete dissolution, had come. Satyam vidhātam idabhutya bhāsitam vyaptīnta bhūtesu atmanesu chātmana adrasyatākyat bhūta rūpam upahāṁ tambhe tabāyaṁ na mṛgam na mānuṣa. So, when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, if your Bhagavan is there, in this pillar, come out. Bhagavan is bhaktavastava, very dear to his devotees. He always gives the prestige of his devotees, gives of the words and promise of devotees. So, Bhagavan came out in the form of Nrsimha, half lion, half man. Very wonderful form. You understand? When Hiranyakashipu saw that wonderful form, he said, who is this wonderful creature, half lion, half man? Nrsimhadev's eyes were very red, so angry. This man, you understand? Lion's man. So very effulgent. Teeth were very, very furious, you see. Furious teeth. His tongue is as sharp as a razor. His nostrils, his cavity of the mouth, you see. is like the caves of the mountain, so big. So he had a very fearful, very big fall. That body was touching the sky, so great, a huge body. You understand? There you go. Hairs on his body were very, very white, like moon's rays. His arms were very long, that looked like the souls of soldiers. You understand? Hiranyakashipu thought of that Lord Vishnu had now appeared to kill me, but will fight with me. I am immortal. Thought like that. So, catching hold of it, you see, what do you say? Mesh? Gada? Club. You understand? He came out to fight with the Lord. So, there was very fast fighting. The Lord and the demon, Hiranyakashipu. At last, description is there. Seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Visvakspurantam grahanaturam harir vyalo jathakum kulisakhyata tochan dvari urum apatya dadaro liraya nakhe tathayin garudo mahadisham. That was there in Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Explaining the verse. Visvakspurantam grahanaturam harir vyalo tathakum kulisakhyata tochan dvari urum apatya dadara liraya nakhir tathahim garuro mahavisham. This means, as a sharp, I would say as a snake, catches a mouse very easily. Or, as Guru, carrier of Lord Vishnu, catches a very pure, poisonous snake very easily. Similarly, Nrisingh Dev cut up Hiranyakashipu very easily. You understand? The body of Hiranyakashipu was so hard, even the thunderbolt, Vajra, of Indra cannot penetrate it so hard. But Nrisimhadev's face must be Manusha. Face is as hard, more hard, harder than Indra, thunderbolt, you see. Nrisimhadev hit that body of the demon with his fist. Cut hold of the demon's body in such a way that the demon couldn't be, you see, roll his body, you see. Then he put demon's body in his lap here. And at the threshold of that assembly house, neither inside house nor outside house, he had such boon, he never died. In that place, he pierced with the serpent nails, pierced the chest of Hiranyakashipu. Thereby, mouth and neck remain there, were bloodstained, looked red, Hiranyakashipu. Do you understand? Hiranyakashipu, nursing days. Mouth and the neck looked red, blood from the Kashyapu. Nrisimhadeva was so angry, so fierce looking, that his eyes were so fearful, nobody could look at him. So fearful. So he took out the intestine of the Hiranyakashipu and put on the intestines round his neck as a power garland. It appeared as if a great lion had killed a great elephant. You understand? Then the Hiranyakashipu soldiers came running with weapons to fight with the Lord. Nrisimhadeva fought with all the soldiers and all were killed. You understand? You understand? Nrisimhadeva, after killing the demon, Hiranyakashipu, and killing all his soldiers, still he was looking with fire, very angry. You understand? He was breathing very heavily. So, that breathing sound, all the oceans were calmed down. You understand? Diggaja, you know, there are elephants in all directions. They are not Diggaja. Dighasti. They were very much afraid and were crying bit of Then he sat down on the great throne there in that assembly hall. You understand? But nobody dared approach him. Looking so fast. Nrisimhadeva. All the demigods, the Gandharvas, the Apsaras, Gandharvas sang, demigods sounded drums, various instruments, and Apsaras danced. You understand? Such a demon was killed. But nobody could approach, came nearer to Nrisimhadeva. They were all standing at a distance and folded hands and praying to the Lord. You understand? Nobody could approach. At last, Brahma, even, it also mentioned, even Lakshmi Devi couldn't dare to approach Nrisimhadeva, but to speak about us. That last Brahma told Prahlad to go to Nrisimhadeva and make him come down. So Prahlad Maharaj went to Nrisimhadeva, fell down at his feet. So Nrisimhadeva stretched his hand and put his hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. You understand? Blessed him. So Prahlad was transcendentally very cheerful. All Vedic knowledge came up into his mouth. He prayed to Lord Nrisimhadeva, singing so many prayer songs. You'll find it in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter. you'll see. Understand? Very nice prayers. Prabhupada Maharaj says, the Supreme Lord manifests His Leela, His pastimes, for the benefit of all universe. His Leelas are not intended to frighten the residents and inhabitants of the world or universe. Do you understand? Rather, if someone think of Lord Nrisimhadev, he'll be free from all sorts of fear. Do you understand? He'll be free, he'll be protected from all sorts of danger. Therefore, we, devotees, Vaishnavas, think of Lord Nrisimhadev and sing his prayer. What is that prayer?
Namaste
Narasimha, etc. When we go out, you understand? Let our Lord Narasimha protect us. Our Lord Narasimha protects the devotee. You understand? Because Lord is Bhakta Vatsala, very dear to devotees. The Lord says, Samam Sabha Bhutishu, Namita Shasti, Napara. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am equal to one and all. There is nobody. Samam Sabha Bhutishu, Namita Shasti, Napara. Namita Shasti, Napara. Namita dear to me, and nobody is enemy to me. I'm equal, but very partial to his devotee. Bhakta Vatsa, isn't it? Bhakta Pakya Pati. Prabhupada heard his prayers and requested Nrisimhadev to calm down. You understand? Lord Maharaj said that you have assumed this form, Nrisimha Rupa, in order to give fearlessness to the whole world. You understand? And all the people will think of your this form, Nrisimha form, and think of you to be fearless. You understand? Then Lord Maharaj prayed, I don't want anything, O Lord. I don't want the opulence of the demigods. I don't want anything which is very pleasing or enjoyable for the senses. I don't want anima or hima, so much yoga siddhi. I don't want anything. Only one prayer. Please keep me with all your devotees, with all your servitors. Always. My only prayer. Many prayers like that. So the Maharaj has. You see, he read it, those in Srimad Bhagavatam, some kind of one chapter. Then you can understand what nice prayers they are. No. Sundhati.
Six forty.
Already in Sindhav, it appeared already in Hiranyakasipu was killed by that time. And then Murari Das, you are a dear servant. Now, so you want to be dust of you, to get the mercy of Sindhav. What you say? Murari. You are his servant, Murari Das. There are so many things in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nantai, narrate all these things, someone may read it. I'll speak very briefly, anyways, not so near, the time is so near. In Vishnu Purana, Maitreya asked a question, Parashara Muni, about this Hiranyakashipu and Rava and Shishupa. You understand? Hiranyakya and Hiranyakashipu, two brothers. Rava and Kumbhakarna, two brothers. Shishupa and Dantabhakra, two brothers. You understand? In three lives there were demons. They are God because of four Kumaras. Of three lives they became demons. They were born as demons. Because they moreover, those two brothers, they were morally doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu. Isn't it? After three births, their last birth is Shishupala and Dantabhakra. That birth, when they were killed by Bhagavan Krishna, that is Chakra, they are merged in the body of Krishna. And God has Jamukti. You understand? But their first birth, Hiranyakya, Hiranyakashipu, they were also killed by the Lord, but they could not get Sadhujamukti. Their Vathas, Ravana and Kumbhakarna, they were also killed by Lord Ram, the Lord, but they couldn't get Sadhujamukti. But in the bath of Sisupala and Gautabhakra, they got Sadhujamukti. So this is the question of Maitra Muni to Parashara Muni. How is it? How could the gate Sadhya Mukti in those two paths? Hiranyakya, Hiranyakashipu and Ravana and Kumbhakarna? So Maitra Muni, question and Parashara Muni answer. You understand? Parashara Muni said, when Nrsimha Dev appeared, Hiranyakashipu couldn't think of him as Lord Vishnu. You understand? He thought it is a very wonderful creature. Very wonderful creature. You understand? When he was killed or he died, at that time he couldn't think of or remember that form of Nrsimhadev. You understand? So, next he was born as Ravana, and Hiranyakasipu was born as Kumbhakarna. You understand? And both of them were killed by Lord Ram. Still they couldn't get Sadhyamukti, because they thought Lord Ram as an ordinary human being, not Lord Vishnu. So, then they were born as Shishupala, the king of Chedira, Shishupala, and thought of Dantabhakra. But in that bhav, that Shishupala could that you are Lord Vishnu. Though he was inimical towards Lord, still, out of enmity he was also chanting his name, "Oh, this Vasudev is my enemy." Krishna was remembering, chanting the name Vasudev, Krishna. So, when he was killed by chakra disk of Lord Krishna, he could see very beautiful Param Brahma, Bhagavat Swarup of Krishna, Shishupala. Therefore, merged into the body of Krishna and Garsadhyamati. Whereas in two bars later, previous two bars, he couldn't get Sadhyamati. Grandfather. Parasramani answered like this. You said now. I won't speak more now. This much for you. You understand? If opportunity comes tomorrow morning during Bhava class, I may speak the rest of the topic what Parasara Muni taught. Alright? Nrisimha Deva ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam. Seventh canto. Chapter 8. Text 1. Tathadaitya sudha sarve srutva tadanubarnitam jagrahur nirabhadyatvam naiva grubhonu sikhitam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni continued, "All the sons of the demons appreciated the transcendental instructions of Prahlad Maharaj and took them very seriously. They rejected the materialistic instructions given by their teachers, Sando and Amarpa. This is the effect of the preaching of a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. If a devotee is qualified, sincere and serious about Krishna consciousness, and if he follows the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, as Prahlad Maharaj did, when preaching the instructions he had received from Narada Muni, his preaching is effective. As it is said, the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, Sadam prasangan mam vidya sambhito bhavanti hudkarna rasayana kutha. If one tries to understand the discourses given by the sot or pure devotee, those instructions are very pleasing to the ear and appealing to the heart. Thus, if one is inspired to take to Krishna consciousness, and if one practices the process in his life, he is surely successful in returning home back to Godhead. By the grace of Prahlad Maharaj, all his class friends, the sons of the demons, became Vaishnavas. They did not like hearing from their so-called teachers, Sando and Amarka, who were interested only in teaching them about diplomacy, politics, economic development, and similar topics meant exclusively for sense gratification. Here, Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Muni says about this hearing, Shravan. Hearing Harikatha, Krishna Katha. Sadam prasangan mam virya sambhito bhavanti hutukarno rasayana katha. Kapiladev says this. Sadam means devotees. In the association of devotees, this Harikatha, Kirtan, goes on. Always. And that Harikatha Virj Sangeeta. Kapladev says, very, very powerful. You understand? Said Virjavati Hrigata. Virjavati is very, very powerful, transcendentally powerful. You understand? If someone hears it, Bhavanti Hutukarna Rasayana. This is pleasing to the ears and pleasing to the heart. Hutukarna Rasayana Katha. Tadjasanat asu apavarka vartoni saddha rati bhaktir on commission. You understand? Take it seriously. Hear it attentively and take it seriously. Tadjasanat. This is important, very significant word here in this verse. You understand? You know that verse? You don't know anything. Ah? Yeah. You know? Ah? You don't know? You are all rascals. Tadjoshanat asu apavarga vartmani sraddharatir bhakti anukramisa. When you will hear this harikatha, which is very, very powerful, very, very effective also, you see the effect here, described here, how the demons, sons of demons turned into Vaishnavas, you see. This is wonderful. Hear it attentively and take it seriously. Don't be superfluous. Then this effect will... This will be effective. You understand? As the demoniac sons, they didn't like hearing from their so-called teachers, Sundar and Amarka, who are interested only in teaching them diplomacy, politics, economic development, similar topics, meant exclusively for sense gratification. This is the effect. Because Harikatha is very, very pleasing. Truth Karna Rasayana Katha. Krishna is Satchit Anandamaya Vigraha. Satchit Anandamaya, all pleasure. Source of all pleasure. Similarly, Krishna Katha is Satchit Anandamaya. It's all pleasing to hear the heart. It's like nectar. Do you understand? If someone is fortunate and taste this nectar, so he will never aspire for any other thing. As you say, sarva vedanta saruhi srimad bhagavatam ishyati tad rasamrita truptasya nanyatra sedra ti kochi. Isn't it? You know it. Every day we sing it. Sarva Vedanta Sarvahi Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyati. Srimad Bhagavatam is Harikatha, Bhagavati Katha, Krishna Katha. It is the essence of all Vedas. Sarva Vedanta Sarvahi. Tad Rasamrita Truptasya Nanyatra Sidrati Kocha. This is a nectar. Nigama Kalpatar Galitam Phalam Sukha Mukhadam Ruta Drava Sanjutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muraho Rasika Bhagavata. That we sing also. This Bhagavata is a ripened fruit. You understand? Ripened fruit. Nigama Kalpatar Galitam Phalam. The Nigama means all Vedas, Vedic scriptures. If they will be like a Kalpatar, a tree, and this Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of that tree. You understand? Nigama Kalpatar Galitam from Sukha Mukha Adamatar Javasanjita. Again, it has come out from Sukha Mukha, from the mouths of Sukhdev Goswami. And another meaning of Sukha is parrot. You understand? Sukha. It's some fruit, very twist, juicy and sweet fruit. Is that? Then it ripens. The parrot. Do you understand? That's it. then it becomes more sweeter. You understand? Much sweeter. Then parrot tastes it. Similarly, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit and very juicy fruit of Nigamakalpa, Vedic tree. And it has come out and Sukadeva Goswami tested it. So it has become more sweet, much sweeter. You understand? So you test it. Like nectar. You understand? Nigamakalpatarakalitam phalam supa mukhada mutta drava sanyutam. Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam uraho rasika bhujbhavuka. Oh! You understand? The call is there. Come up, come up! Drink this nectar! Very sweet nectar! You drink this nectar! This Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Muhu, again and again, you devotees. Those are Rasik Bhakta. Those are such devotees who take pleasure in drinking this nectar, you please come up and drink me again and again. You understand? And this is such a fruit. It's only juice. Very nice, sweet juice. You understand? And juicy fruit. Do you know any juicy fruit? What is that? Mango. Mango. Now it is available. But this season is there. Ripened mangoes are available. Very juicy, sweet. But in mango you find a skin is there and a seed is there inside. Isn't it? But this fruit have no skin, no seed. Only juice. Very sweet. Nectar. You understand? No skin, no seed. Such a juicy fruit this Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? Are you tasting it? Filling your belly? Glory! Isn't it? Yes, fill your belly. Don't aspire for any juicy fruit. Tadasamta truktasya nanyatrasya drasikosi. If someone tastes this nectar, he'll never aspire for any other juice, however sweet it may be. You understand? Only one. All right, where is Bhagavatam? Where is Bhagavatam? Where is Bhagavatam? With that nectar coming from Bhagavatam, I will just drink it. I don't want anything else. You understand? And this drinking is done through the ear, not by mouth. Drink through your ear. Vincent, Nuhari, and this Savanam, this hearing is so powerful. You see, Sukadev Goswami narrated this Bhagavata Katha before Parikshit Maharaj. That when Parikshit Maharaj drank it, isn't it? Parikshit was emperor of the whole world, isn't it? He had much wealth, everything he had. Power, wealth, knowledge, learning, everything he had, isn't it? Such a great emperor. But he had been cursed by a Brahman, Brahmachari, Srungi, do you understand? So within 7 days, the great snake Takshaka will bite you, you will die. So, as soon as he knew it, immediately gave up all his royal wealth, comfort, everything, kingdom, and sat down at the bank of Ganges. He was a great king, very famous king, a devotee king. So his administration was very nice, no disturbances during his reign. Demons were not disturbing, all sadhus, all Vaishnavas, they were very happy. You understand? So the king was ruling. So when such a king, Parikhet, gave up his kingdom, administration, and sat down here, they all came down there. And assembled. You understand? Then Parikhet Maharaj asked one thing, "You learned sadhu, yogis, munis, rishis, saints, you are all here, very you are all proficient in Vedas, Vedic instructions, very, very advanced personalities in the spiritual path. So, you please instruct me, what is my duty now? I have been so cursed, I have given up everything, I have come down here. What is my duty? Please tell me." So, different munis, rishis, they said differently. Do you understand? Some say, "You perform fire sacrifice, jagyajna." Some say, "You perform yoga." Some say, "You take some severe austerity of vrata, perform vrata." Some say, "You do severe penance, tapasya," like that. Many things came up. And Parikhet Maharaj could have done so, because he was a king. He could have done whatever he wanted, isn't it? But he didn't do all these things. What did he do? When Sukadeva Goswami came, he asked this question, and Sukadeva Goswami said, "I'd like to hear Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna Katha." He's nectarian. And Parikhet Maharaj only heard it, only drank that nectar through his ear. You understand? Munavari, are you drinking? He's drinking. Allah gone. new name, new bath, new everything. He's drinking. You understand? So, Parikhet Maharaj now drank the nectar coming out from the lips of Sukadeva Goswami. So the nectar. Do you understand? Then, very easily, jasyam vaisriya mahanayam kusni parama puruse bhakti rupadri punsa sopa moha vayam. Then, here, nectarian harikatha, bhagavat katha from a bona fide authority. Like Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Muni, Srila Prabhupada, and such Vaishnava, pure devotee. Immediately, you'll get Krishna bhakti. Then, Krishna param puruse bhakti rupatri. Sopa moho vayam. If you have bhakti, then there will be no lamentation, no delusion, no fear. You understand? And this is quite natural here in this material existence. In other words, you will very easily transcend this material fear and spiritual and transcendental situated in the spiritual kingdom by good law or Krishna law. You understand? Parikhet Maharaj had 7 days time. He was dying, isn't it? But this is the most effective thing. He heard Krishna Katha in that dying state. Thereby, he could get Krishna, the Purna Brahma, Purna Vastu, complete whole. So he forgot everything. Then he will come. Late, hundreds of takshak, hundreds of walk come and bite him. "I am not now afraid. Such is the effect. You understand? Such is the effect. Then why are you afraid? Raghunath Bhatta Das. Oh, he's very much afraid. His sick body is very much afraid. I'll go to some Kaviraj, some doctor, bungalows, there, so thinking. So much afraid. Drink this nectar. That is stated. Kim ausadhi puchyati moodham ape?
Niramayam
Krishna Rasayanam. You moodham ape, you rascal. What medicine are you asking for? Kim ausadhi puchyati moodham ape? Are you taking medicine? You are moodo, you are rascal. What medicine have you asking for? Niravayam Krishna Rasayana Piva. You drank this nectar of Krishna Kotha. It will cure all diseases. Please drink it sufficiently, as much as you can. Drink. Such a medicine is jal nectar. They understand. Niramayam. Free from all of this. Be healthy. Nice. Then that. Nurhari, Raghunath Bhatta Das. You see, such is effective medicine. And Parikshit Maharaj got this medicine. And became fearless. Then that. And this is the easiest way of one can get that completely full. Purna Brahma Krishna. This is the easiest way. Only by hearing. Isn't it? There is no other way in the world history. Is there any other way in the history? No other way. Within a very short time, at the dying stage, Parikshit Maharaj got. Only by hearing. The hearing is so powerful. You understand? Time is very short. No qualification. Isn't it? How can I get that? The supreme, complete, Purna Brahma, Purna Vastu Krishna. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavata Katha. Nectarian Katha from a bona fide authority. You understand? And Parikshit Maharaj got it. So, this is the process, the hearing process. Who hears? Who hears? Are all conditioned souls hearing? One is fortunate. What's the fortune? Getting much wealth? Meeting Rajiv Gandhi, Prime Minister? Or King? That is it fortune?
One is.
Brahmanda Bhamite Kon Bhagyavano Jiva. Guru Krishna Krupate Pai. It is said Bhagyavan, fortunate. After wandering so many universes, if someone is fortunate, he meets a spiritual, bona fide spiritual master and hears from him. You understand? He is fortunate. He becomes disciple. Brahmanda Bhamite Kon? Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Krupate Pai. Guru and Krishna Krupa. Guru Krupa and Krishna Krupa. You understand? Guru Krishna Krupate Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. The seed of Bhakti Lata. The Bhakti is like a creeper and a seed. Its seed is now sown in your heart. One hears. after wandering so many universes, undergoing so many species of life. If someone is fortunate, he gets it. You understand? It is by hearing only, isn't it? You understand? That means a disciple hears. Who hears? A disciple hears. A disciple hears from the spiritual master. You understand? So, hearing, this hearing is so powerful, it is so nectarian. So you want to hear all the movement, all the time. Isn't it? That means, in other words, remain shishya, disciple, forever. Don't be guru. No. You want to be guru? You? No. Don't want to be guru. We should be eternally disciples. Because we'll hear this nectar. This is good fortune, bhagya. You understand? If we'll guru, then this bhagya is gone. No hearing. I am not hearing. I'm so unfortunate. I become guru. You are very fortunate that you are hearing, getting nectar, whereas I couldn't. Isn't it? Huh? Yes, I am disciple of Prabhupada. I am eternally disciple of Prabhupada, yes. That is better. Be eternally a disciple, not guru. You understand? And hear from a bona fide Vaishnava, like Narada Muni, like Prahlada Maharaj. You understand? Then your heart will be purified. How can we hear? But qualification is there. No qualification?
Attention.
Huh? Your attention. Mind is very fickle. Monoje pagal moro, Gopinath. Huh? Kemone sodhibe more, Gopinath. Monoje pagal moro. No mane sasana sada ochetana. You Gopinath, my mind is very wicked, very obstinate. He's a mad fellow. You understand? I want to inflict some discipline on it. But he never obeys, never accepts it. What shall I do? Tumi Hrushikesa Hrushika? Damya. Taraho Sanskriti Gore. Taraho Sanskriti Gore. I have admitted my defeat now. I admit my defeat. I have defeated. I have been defeated. I cannot exercise control over my mind, wicked mind. Have you? Have you? Have you exercised control over your wicked mind? I cannot. I have been defeated. The mind is so wicked. Do you understand? Only spiritual master can do it. You Gopinath can do it. Because you are Gopinath, master of the mind and senses. You are Gopinath. Hrushikesh. Do you understand? To me, Hrushikesh. Hrushikodomiya. Taro is Hrushikesh. You control my wicked mind, my senses, Hrushikesh. And deliver me from this mire of ignorance. You understand? That is prayer. So that Gopinath is original guru. Gopi guru. You understand? Guru Nath Hotanti Krishna. Master of mind. Guru is Krishna. Isn't it? Bhakti Vinod Thakur is famous Vaishnava Acharya, Guru. He says, he prays, গোপীনাথ কেমনে সজিবে মরে, হাউ ক্যান ইউ প্লিজ মি, মাই মাইন্ড, মাই হার্ট, সচ এ উইকেন্ড মাইন্ড, প্লিজ শিষ্যপেহম সাধিমাং ত্বং প্রপন্ন, বিকাম ইউর ডিসাইপল, ইউ ক্লিজ মাই হার্ট ও গুরুদেব অ্যান্ড গিভ মি সচ ইনস্ট্রাকশন, হ্যাঁ তত্ত্ব হরি কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ব, তত্ত্ব শিক্ষা, তত্ত্ব প্রদান, টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, আই রিমেন ইটারনালি দি ডিসাইপল, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, হু ইজ মাই গুরু, হি অলসো সেজ দ্যাট ইজ ডিসাইপল অফ হিজ গুরু, ইজন্ট ইট, সো দিস ডিসাইপল রিমেন অলওয়েজ ডিসাইপল, speak of dust at your lotus feet, I am eternally your servant. You please inflict discipline eternally on me. I am very wicked. My mind is very wicked. Isn't it? I cannot be equal with you. I cannot sit on such an asan which is equal with your asan. Do you understand? I cannot sit there. I am eternally your servant. This is my prayer. Do you understand? Hear from Guru, spiritual master. Remain always his disciple. When Guru says, now you do kirtan, now you have heard so many things, now you do kirtan. No, hurry, you do kirtan now. Now say what you have heard. Then say, sravanam kirtana. First hearing, then say. So this saying, this preaching is the other name of hearing. What I have heard, I will say. Do you understand? This kirtan means, this preaching means, saying means, what I have heard, I will say. And other name of hearing. You understand? This is other name of hearing. So, my Gurudev is the powerhouse. You understand? This is the powerhouse. This electric powerhouse, electric current coming. Water powerhouse, the water coming through pipe. You understand? I am a pipe only. The power comes, this nectar comes from that storehouse. Isn't it? I am the pipe supply. If the pipe says, I am giving water, then is pipe giving water? If pipe says, I am giving water, then that is offensive. No. Pipe is not giving water. Water coming from the reservoir. You understand? Similarly, I am a pipe. I have been connected with that transcendental reservoir of nectar, my Guru Maharaj, and it comes from him, through this pipe, and he supplies it. You understand? Nurhari. Then drink this nectar through your ear. You understand? Srute khita patham. You want to see Krishna. To hear, then you will see. By hearing, you will see. You understand? This is the process. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, Jare dekho, tare koho, Krishna upadesho, amar ajnaye guru hoya, taro ije. Yahate namadive tomar visho taranga punar bithai, pavi musha. Whoever you meet, tell him the instruction of Krishna. You have heard it from your guru. I order you, you become guru. Mahaprabhu says, I order you, you become guru. You understand? So tell everybody, whomever you meet, Krishna katha. And I protect you. You go to all Visayi locals, Materially attached persons, we shall understand. And tell all this, Krishna Katha to me. But you are protected. You will never be influenced by such materially contaminated persons. You understand? I protect you. Mahaprabhu says, Namadiveto Mahavishwara Taranga. Puna Pitham Paimu. Again at the end, you will meet me here. You understand? As you see, doctor, it's cholera. You know cholera? It is disease, contaminated disease. All are afraid of it. Oh, cholera, I've infected area. Don't go there. It's cholera infected area. Don't go there. You will be infected. You understand? All are afraid of going to that place, cholera infected area. But doctor goes. Doctor goes there for treatment. Why? He is not infected. He has preventive, you see. He has preventive with him. Similarly, Mahaprabhu gives this preventive. Take this preventive. No hurry and go everywhere. In the world and preach Krishna consciousness. You will never be affected. What do you say? Raghunatha. Raghunatha Bhattada. Take this preventive. And be fearless. Go everywhere in the world and pray boldly. You rascal, my Guru Maharaj says so boldly. You rascal, you nonsense. That's what I was. Great scientist, great, great big person. Just dies so fearless. Then said, because taking Harikatha is very powerful. So this is by hearing you can get it. Hearing is so effective. Always remain disciple. Don't be guru. And always hear. And guru says, Nam Hari, you preach. And by the order of guru, what you have heard, you just tell. I am just carrying the order of my Guru Maharaj. I am his eternal servant. That's enough. Here. Then all demons will be turned into Vaishnavas. The demons, the boys, turned into Vaishnavas, hearing from Prahlada Maharaj. Such is the effect of this Harikatha. Have you any question? You try to understand Uriya.
Yes. This is some words.
No, I'm saying you can understand. Why shall I say doubly? In Uriya, then English. Yes, love. You understand? Yes, that question. Right. About Sadhuja Mukti merging into the body of the Lord. The devotees never aspire for it. They don't want. That is like hellish situation, the part of a devotee. There is no opportunity for service in that situation. Narakaya, kaivalya narakayate. Prabhudananda Saraswati says that. That kaivalya mukti, sadhya mukti is like narakam, like hell. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, kita janma dao jatha tuyadasa. Nirvishesa brahma janme nahi mara. Oh Lord, if you want to give me a kita janma, the bath of a worm, insect or worm, give me. But I will be your servant. I don't want to merge into that brahman effulgence or in your body. Two types of sajjya. One is brahma sajjya, another is isho sajjya. Do you understand? Brahma sajjya is merging in Brahman effulgence. Then he will again fall down here. Arya Krishna Parambaduntada Padanti Otho Punadita Svanamhaya. Tenth canto I would say. They will again fall down because they have not taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. And but Ishwara sajjya, merging into the body of the Lord, is more dangerous. merging into effulgence, it'll again come down here. It'll again take birth. But that is more dangerous. The resource has it. Mirabai wanted that thing. Therefore, Mirabai was not appreciated in the society of Vaishnavas. You understand? That I told you. And joy and vijay, they merge into the body of, I mean say, Sisupal, merged into the body of Krishna. Yesterday I told, he asked that question. If the Vaishnavas don't want it, how they merge? That merge means they went back to their former position because they were gatekeepers in Vaikuntha. And Lord wanted to fight, to get pleasure from fighting. So, he wanted that evil, that there was curse, Brahma Vishak, Jaya Vijaya, they were cursed by four Kumaras for three lives, they were demons, they were born as demons, and they fought with the Lord, both of them, but Lord and them also, they got pleasure. And at last, they went back there, to their former post, and remained there as good gatekeepers. That I said. Their merging is not that merging. It then went back there. Yes?
The one question just came up. Because you were speaking about spiritual master and disciple. So my question is, we are disciples to take all types of risk for the service of spiritual master. At the same time, our Vaishnava philosophy is one should be careful, take care of his body, and avoid different obstacles for the service of spiritual master. How can you
take all risks? He says, take all risks. Even that the risk of one's life.
That's right.
Yes. Krishna will take care.
At the same time, devotee speaks of, for example, you are sick. Otherwise, they are war or something like that. But you have to go to the service of spiritual master.
Mm-hmm.
And one said, others may say, no, take care, wait. The danger is there. Because you have to take care of this body. Don't die now.
I am afraid of dying. Krishna Rakshati, the demoniac father, Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, tried so much in various ways to kill Prahlad, but couldn't kill. Krishna protected him. So, if you are serving Krishna, Kaunteya Pratijani Name Bhakta Prasati, he has said this thing. My Bhakta, my devotee will never perish, I will protect. So Krishna will protect. If you are engaged in his loving devotional service, Krishna must protect. Why are you afraid? If you have firm belief in Krishna, be fearless.
In which degree we have to take care of this
Satan? Huh?
We have to take care of
complete surrender.
In which degree we can take care? But when we are sick.
No, don't think of this body. If you are sick, then Krishna wanted to be sick, all right, I am sick. I am not reactions of my karma. Well, if someone takes complete shelter, sarva-dharma-paritya-jamamekum saranam brajanta, sarva-papya-pimukesham, all papa gone. Reactions, then where there is. Krishna wanted me to be sick, all right, I am sick. That's all right. This is mercy of Krishna. Tattya-nikampangsa-samikpamana. That verse is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Anukampa is the mercy of Krishna.
Yes, for example, Guru Maharaj, when I'm collecting waste, because the climate is very, very cold. Sometimes I feel sick and like that. So that means I go out of that day or to remain in, to stay in the temple or something like that. So my question is, if you are sick,
but
you have to do some service for your spiritual master.
Yes, if that sickness comes from Krishna, Krishna wills I'll gladly accept such sickness and chant more at that stage. Chant.
Study, reading,
and chant. Now Krishna has given me opportunity. He's so kind, merciful. And you are so eager now, I'll go out and get money. Lucky. My Guru Maharaj ordered, so you'll be soon cured. All right, he's very eager to go. All right. Chalo Baba. You understand? I form faith in Guru and Krishna. That will do everything. Can you take care of your body? You cannot. You can do anything. It's Krishna's body. It's for meant for Krishna's service. He'll take care. He'll take care. I can take care. What care I can take? I have no power. Powerless. That's all I do. I can do anything. Only depending solely on Krishna. Mercy of Guru and Krishna.
Jai Pati Pavan Sri Lakshmi Devi.